And you are listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. My name's Danny, very happy to be here with you. The cultural melting pot that is Western Sydney is currently being highlighted in a series of concerts under the umbrella of Soundlands. Focusing on art music in the suburbs, Soundlands features culturally diverse musicians and non-Western art music forms from Bankstown and beyond. On the last Saturday of the next 3 months, expect to hear Arabic folk, Javanese koto, traditional Afghan songs, all from masterful musicians that you might not know by name. Joining us more to tell us about it is producer, writer and owner and operator of Cultural Omnivore and the founder of Soundlands, Kiri Kubaroulis. How are you going?
Hey, good, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Obviously, you've got a busy weekend ahead of you. How did the Soundlands project first get started?
So Soundlands, I've been working with culturally diverse artists for quite a few years now. And Soundlands came about because I happened to meet with Vandana Ram, who's the director of Bankstown Arts Centre, at a cultural planning day for Canterbury Bankstown Council. And we met there, we got to talking about music and about how to bring some music to the centre. So it started through those conversations. And because we come to this from a really kind of similar background and a similar approach that we have in working with music and with communities and artists in communities, we decided that we'd have a go at pulling together a series. We applied for some funding. We didn't get the first application that we put through, but we were successful with the Australia Council for the Arts, so that made it possible to actually pull together four concerts.
Yeah. Excellent. And you've already had the first of your four concerts the last weekend in October, and that was the Zella Margosian Quintet, whose album Transition was nominated for the Best World Music Album at the 2019 ARIA Awards.
Yes, I know. That's fantastic news for her. She's so excited about that well-deserved.
The show was good?
Yeah, the show was fantastic. She's a phenomenal performer. She's a phenomenal composer. But she's also really good as a band leader. So she kind of pulled together an ensemble of fantastic players, brilliant players. And she's really good at leading them. And she's really good at getting the most out of them for her music. And, that went down really well. There were people in the audience that had seen Zella before and people who hadn't seen it before. And the feedback was fantastic. They loved it.
And it's the musicians performing in these events, they're all masterful musicians and often very much highly acclaimed, but sort of probably best known within their communities and maybe not so well known outside of their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a mixture. So Zella is definitely known outside her community as well because she's very much kind of made a name for herself in the jazz scene. So with Zella, she is known in her community and outside of it. But with the Iraqi Folk Fusion Ensemble, for example, these are musicians that have already established themselves as career musicians in their homelands. And in this case, most of them are from Iraq. But coming to Australia, you know, new landscape, no connection. Really, they're prominent within their communities, but not so much outside of their communities. And so that's one of the purposes of Soundlands. It's to actually, you know, find these phenomenal musicians who are doing amazing things within their communities and putting them on more mainstream stages.
So the Iraqi Folk Fusion Ensemble, who are on this Sunday at the Bankstown Arts Centre at 5,
yeah,
they've said that they've relocated here to Australia now?
Yeah. So they are a group of individual musicians. They're coming together under this name for the first time for this concert. They do play together in different configurations depending on needs. So if there's a visiting artist that is coming from Iraq, for example, that artist might need a singer, they might need a violinist, they might need a kanun player. They will handpick people from that community. But the Iraqi Folk Fusion Ensemble, this is the first time they're coming together in this configuration and under this name. And really it was because I approached Imad Rahim, who's the lead violinist, and he's the master violinist, former member of the Iraqi Symphony Orchestra. Mm. And so I approached him because he's also a professor of music in Iraq.
Right.
Yeah. And I approached him and I know that he's very well connected, and I pitched the idea to him that he could pull together a group of musicians for a performance as part of Soundlands, and he was super keen. So he's really pulled these musicians together and he's pulling a program together for them to perform on Sunday.
Excellent.
It's going to be phenomenal.
And you refer to this as art music. What do you mean by that term?
Yeah, it's hard to define art music, but in a really broad sense, art music is music that is not pop music. Mm. So it could be classical, it could be jazz, it could be composed music, chamber music that sits outside of those pop genres. That's a really broad way to define it. When you get down into the nitty-gritty, it's really hard to define what is art music and what isn't. But for me, because art music has traditionally in Australia been Western-focused and European-centric, Eurocentric, it's sometimes ignored these forms that exist in our suburbs and, you know, in the city even, that are non-Western, but are just as excellent and are just as... for me, they are art music as well. And they're art music in their respective traditions in their homelands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so art music generally is the music that sits outside of pop.
That's really wonderful. So you've got the Iraqi Folk Fusion Ensemble. They're on at the Bankstown Arts Centre this Sunday, 29th of September from 5pm, cbcity.newsouthwales.gov.au to find out more, or Kira, your website is culturalomnivore.com.au. What are the other ones that you've got planned following that one under the Soundlands banner?
So in October, we've got the Satsuki Odomura Koto Ensemble. It's a Japanese Koto Ensemble, and they're fantastic. They don't play just kind of traditional Koto music, even though that's part of their repertoire. They actually commission Australian composers to create music for their ensemble and for Koto. So we're going to have some contemporary works and some traditional works as part of that. And then in November... the final concert in the series is the Usted Said and Ali Sasha Afghan Indian Ensemble. Usted Said is a master musician, and his son Ali Sasha is going to be accompanying him. They're going to put together a program of traditional Afghan songs and Indian classical music for us. So it's going to be a real treat.
Sounds amazing. Each concert is about an hour in duration, followed by a 20 minutes artist Q&A. So that's really fantastic. Music lovers and people wanting to explore something new very much urge to get on down to Soundlands. Thank you so much, Kiri, for coming and joining us here on Friday Drive. I wish you all the best for this and can't wait to see what's going to happen after Soundlands.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thanks.